want to see today to your savings and a very easy change in life. This week's parsha says that there's the tour of Aynas, the Narulay Sasuka, the famous. It's a Gemara in Baba Basra and Dafta Zayin Amir Aleph says that Vikish Eev lifters call that Oilam Minadin. Eev wanted to patter the whole world from Din. Why? Amma the Fana, Rabbanish Eloilam, Barasa Shor, Barasa Stuka. You made a Shor with Simani Tiger, Simani Hechsher. Barasa Hamar, Barasa Kutas. You made a Hamar with Barasa Kutas. Barasa Ganedin, Barasa Yehene, Barasa Sadikim, Barasa Rishayim. Mima Akeval Yotcha. As Eev wanted a Taina, Tashem, that you made tzaddikim and you made rishayim. The way the world is, there are certain people that are born tzaddikim. From the time they were little kids, they always did the right thing. And then there's the rest of the world, the rishayim. As people are an oinus, what do you expect from people? You made people with different tchunas and nefesh. As in Cain, how could you don a person? How could you come and say, this person is going to give tzad, this person is not going to give tzad. This person was born in tzaddik, and this person was born in Russia. And they are right, just like you have shar. Shar is the behemoth shera, and chamar is the behemoth tmeya. You made it that way, because you made tzaddik, and you made rishayim. Oh. And that's what the Gemara brings down, that he admits. That Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him, it says, Maya Haji Le Chavre Diyav, and when Diyav, the way it's set up is the Chavre Diyav answered him, but the Maisa is Tchira. Afata Tofer Yira, the Tigra Sicha Lefneka, Bara Kodesh Bahu Ye Zahara, Bara Lai, Tchira, Rabba. That even though there is a Yet Zahara, Hashem created an option for a person to do a Rasha, of a Baralai Taira Tafla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the solution. As Boi B'mida that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Messiah, Boi B'mida HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the solution. As this Makar, this Gemara is a Makar for the Rambam, in Hilchos Teshuva Perikei, it says a big Yisoyah. It's often quoted, but it's very important to read it inside and learn it up, because it really is a big Yisoyah for life. The Rambam handles a similar question to here. Perikei in Hilchos Teshuva. Yishus kol Adam nesun alai. Emrata lahadis atma yaderech toiva liya sadish. Harishus biyadai. Vimratza lahatis atzma l'derech ra liyas rasha. Harishus biyadai. Al yabar b'machshav asecha davazeh she'oimrim tifshei ha'umais l'roiv goymle b'nei Yisrael v'chadosh baruch hu gozer ala adam etchilas biyasai liyas sadik oi rasha. Who is he talking about when he says tifshei ha'umais? Psychologist. What do psychologists believe? You're born a certain way. This is you. You're born a kaisan. You're born with bad midas. Some people are born good midas. This is who you are. This is the situation, the society. This is what you are. But unfortunately, the Rambam had something unbelievable. The Reiv Golmei Bnei Yisrael. There are many yidden that are walking around and they feel this way deep down inside also. That people are born a certain way. They have a certain nature. Some people are born natural tzaddikim. Some people are born not that way. It's something which a lot of people make a mistake. He says, don't believe it. Why? Because it's not true. And the kol adam va'adam roi li esadik ki moshe rabbeinu oi rasha ki rabba. Every person, if he wants to, he can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or a Rasha Ki Yerovam. Now, why did the Rambam choose the Shvitz Tzadik Moshe and the Shvitz Rasha Yerovam? You would say that was the biggest Tzadik, and that was the biggest Rasha. It has truth to it. But also, there's a little bit of a deeper Nekuda. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up with everything against him. Nebuchadnezzar, he was taken out of his parents' house, and he was brought up in the house of Tarai HaRasha. As he was brought up in the Makar HaTumah's house. That was his father. And the Doyer Kiyadua says, Tarai Doye Tahari. He was the Shayrish of Tum in the world. As whose house did he grow up in? The Shayrish of Tumah in the world. What school did he send him? Paroi did not send him to Bris. That's for sure. Paroi sent him to public school. And, you know, the kind of school that had all the Palestine parades. But he sent him to the worst school. He was, like, brought up with anti-Semitism for sure. He was brought up in Kiilu, the worst matzah possible. Afterwards, Pyro tried to kill him. Life didn't get better. He ran away far from the Yidden. And he grew up in Midian with Yisrael. It wasn't exactly an Afiluach. He grew up to be Moshe Rabbeinu. As any bacha that feels his father is like Pyro. I'm not saying we have people like that. But even if your father's like Pyro, and even if your mother is like Asia's Pyro, and even if your brothers and sisters are like the children of Pyro, and even if your yeshiva is not risky, and you're in public school, and even if v'chule, Moshe Rabbeinu stands up and says such a deep message, with all odds against him, whoa. Yerovam ben Nevat, on the other hand, is an opposite story. Yerovam ben Nevat, Shlomo HaMelech was Makaridim. He was a huge chacham, a huge bikeah. He made him as one of his sarin. His chavrusa was Achia Shiloimi, who was the shpitz, the top from the base medrash, of mamash knak. When he gave shir klali, everyone was running to hear him. He had the top chavrusa, Achia Shiloimi, the gadol hador was his chavrusa. He was mamash a knak in learning. He had everything going. Shlomo HaMelech was Makar, everything in the world going for him. But he became Mr. Yerovam ben Nevat. He went off, and he went off, Ayim v'noira. Achayti u'machti es hanada. L'lamedcha, you can have everything going for you, and you could also be high up in the Gadol HaEchelon. Manushachavusa the Gadol HaGadol. And you could lose it. And you could be the other way around. Moshe Rabbeinu, every person, Harishus, you see. That's the two sides of the coin. Continues the Rambam. Oy Chacham, Oy Sofam. Every person could be a Chacham, or a Sofam, or a non-intelligent person. The Tzarech Iyim, I was born with an IQ that Hashem gave me. As a little kid, I grew up in America, we took our IQ test, we found out how much IQ we have. But what is he saying? You could be a chacham or a sofer. It's biyadcha. It's biyadcha. If you're a chacham, you're a born chacham. If you're a sofer, you're a born sofer. State over here, a gewaldic or yourself. It's biyadcha. I know plenty of intelligent people that do stupid things. Tremendously ridiculously stupid. It's biyadcha. V'oid, I know people that were not so smart and they became unbelievably smart. Hakol biyadcha, the siyata b'shmaya, that chokma will be given. We have someone in the door, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It is not possible of the human means to know what the person needs. Yeah. He was a masmid also, but it is not possible to know what he knew. It's not possible to outsmart computers how many words it says he's not. But he worked hard. And when you work hard, Hashem gave chokma. Now, I'm not saying every one of you is going to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky if you work hard. But you could improve your level of chokma. Like you see by certain gedolim. that you improve your level of chachma. But this is a gavaldika ha'ara for everyone. You know, if you want to be a big chacham, what do you do? As in America, they tell you, if you want to be a big chacham, you have to get the brisket there. Then you'll be a valkishan, a lamadish. And it's true, this Kederach is gewaldig. Not saying anything against it. But over here you see something else. When a person is Yogati, the Gemara says in Megillah, Matzasi. When a person works hard to do the right thing, he works hard to learn, Matzasi. How could you say Yogati or Matzasi if he's not learning in Brisk? Echev Shalagin. How could you say it? Nashteta, Yogati u Matzasi. You work hard, you're going to find. As Chacham, Ukasi. Das is the other. Oy Rahman, Oy Abzari. What do you mean? There are certain people that are born Rahmanim. They mamish, they see a bird that's stuck, they walk over, they save it. They see a cat, they can't touch it. And a certain person that are born Abzariim. Since he was a child, he's been tying cat's tails to cars. Yeah, come on! There's certain people, they're born Rahmanim and they're born Avzariim. There's certain children, they're the sweetest thing. Certain children walk over with a scissor and cut someone's nose. Yeah. Abortion! You can't deny there's a Rahman and there's an Achzor. Of a Dutch state that you could change, you could grow. There is no excuses. You could change your whole ma'us. They were gedolim and tzaddikim. Chaim Brisker and Moshe that said when they were born kasanim. If you would look at them later on in their life, you would never chav in 100 years. It's the patience, the sablanis they have. They worked on themselves. It's possible to work and grow and change. Oikile oishua. There's certain people that are very stingy, there's certain people that are more generous. Everything you could change. Everything you could grow. Yeah. And this is a gewaldige Cyrus for everyone. You could really build yourself and build yourself beautifully. It's biyotcha. But on the other hand, you've got to be very careful. Because you could do the opposite too. You could be a maharis yourself. You could destroy the kaiches you have in you too. Hakol be yodefa. That's what the Rambam gave. B'kivan shekei. Nimsa zeh choyte hu hivsid atzmai. If you see someone who's a chayte, you see a bachor who's sitting, he's watching his smartphone at night, and in the day he sleeps the whole day, and you want to know whose fault it is. As you ask the bachor, he'll tell you it's his parents' fault, it's his yeshiva's fault, it's the system's fault, it's the smartphone's fault. The Rambam is Megala. There is only one person in the world whose fault it is. The Bacher himself. He's a loser. He could have been different. A Bacher that doesn't function, that doesn't accomplish, that doesn't do, he is the problem. You have a Bacher with bad midos. He's the fault. What can I do? This is the way I was born. I was born selfish. No. You could change yourself. You could work on yourself. And you could change yourself. Zog the Rambam. V'ikuzeh ikugodlu. V'amud atoira v'amitzis. This is amud atoira v'amitzis. Why? Because if you're not going to believe this, how could Hashem ever down a tzaddik and give him schar? He was a born tzaddik. Why does he deserve star? The Chazainish deserves star. The Regan he was born, he was the Chazainish. He walked into davening, it just went. Imamish, Bedvegas Daila, learning, he always wanted to learn. Why does he deserve an iota of star? He's a born tzaddik. Why does a Russia deserve an Einish? He was a born Russia. Azot the Rambam Zu Amud Haschar. If you don't believe in this, you say, why is this hard? And why is there unrest? That's number one. From now on, we have to look at our tzaddikim with a whole new light. Sometimes we look at our tzaddikim, we were born that way. if they're natural. No. They work hard. They work very hard to get where they are. We look at them, they really worked hard to get where they are. And number two, we look at Rishayim differently. It's their fault. And therefore, we look at ourselves differently. We decide who we are. This is very, very powerful. There's no einzim. There's no excuses. We all could grow to be tzaddikim, gedolim, v'niflayim, talmidei chachamim, u'gedolim. And we could be the worst criminals in the world. We could be Yerovam ben Nevat, we could be the heads of the mafia, we could be. And call we a day. As in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, this is the Yesod of Tshuva. You must believe in yourself. You can change. You can grow. You can become more special. You become better. And this is what gives us the kayak and the chizit that we can rise above. However, there is a very important one. And this is what people don't realize. Okay, so this is great. Everyone can be tzaddikim. So how come the Gemara says Olam Haba is never with the Yud? Because the Yud is the smallest place. And not too many people make it there. Everyone could be tzaddikim. We should have much more tzaddikim in the world. Why is it in the world that we see there aren't so many tzaddikim? Because there's a big Yisrael. This is a very important thing. Everyone to be a tzaddik. And you've heard many songs. Every year the tzaddik. This man has said they sing every year. It's a big tzaddik already. Every year. You hear it loads of times. Over this one big Yisrael. In order to be a tzaddik, you must work for it. If you're not willing to work to make it happen, it's not going to happen. If anything, we live in a world where automatically, mamela, you're going to be heading in a different direction. If you're not going to work to go up, automatically you're going down. Arachayim l'mayla l'maskil l'mansur mishol mata. The world is an escalator that's going in the wrong direction. If you're not going to run very fast, you're going to get pulled in a different direction. Maldiga Moshe, the Alter Nevadik, said about some buffalo when it comes to elders. People say, you know, I want to work. Because what am I going to do? I'm going to look at Birchas Hamazon and I'm going to read it from a siddur. I'm going to take on one little maisa that I should do because I don't want so much. As the Alter Nevadik said of the Maldiga Moshe, there was once someone that went on the train, and the person wanted to travel to Warsaw. As he's on the train, and he's going, and he turns to his friend, and he says, "Wow, this is my first time on the train, I'm so excited." The guy asks him, "Where are you going to?" He said, "I'm supposed to be going to Warsaw." He said, "You got with Yid, you got on the wrong train. This is traveling away from Warsaw. You're heading in a totally different direction. This is not the way to go." As the person thought for a second, and he said, "No problem. On the train, there are seats that face in two directions." As he was sitting, and he was facing the opposite direction, so he got up, he changed his seat, and now he's facing Warsaw. He said, "Oh, now I'm going to get to Warsaw. Oh." Amazing Yavin. The chain is heading in the wrong direction. So you did one thing, now you're facing Warsaw. As, you know, comes to Elul, some people come and they make this little Kabbalah, you know, 2 minutes more stay there, 2 minutes more of, But where are you heading in life? You change the direction? Are you heading to the way of a tzaddik, or are you heading to the way of a rasha? That is what Elul is about. Elul is the tshuva, is ani ledoivi. We have to change my direction in life. Where am I heading in life? What do I want to be? I want to be tzaddik. That's what I want to be. It's sort of so interesting in today's society, it went out of style to say you want to be a tzaddik. If a girl would ask a boy on a date, what do you want to do in 5-10 years? And the boy would say, I want to be a tzaddik. She'd say, no. The guy has emotional issues. You want to be a tzaddik? I ask you, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? She's waiting for him to say he wants to go and play. Who's like, be an Avril, be a this, be a Das, be a Jens. Yeah. I want to be a tzaddik? The person went out of style. That's a big problem. Because you either want to be like Kieski, Rav Asher Arieli, or the Kule, or Malabas, like the builders in America. I want to be a tzaddik. What's wrong with that? It was always the sheaf of everyone for years. And then when Balabatim would go out to be Balabatim, the Yerida wouldn't be so bad. Why? Because just because you're a Balabas, you can't be a tzaddik. You give your sheaf in life is to be the Gadol Hadar, to be a Talmud Chacham Mufle. Because when you go out and you be a Balabas, it's a life changer. You get thrown off the train. Like, where's my sheaf in Ruchnius? But if my shifa always was to be a tzaddik, nothing throws me off. And between me and you, there's a lot of aggression. If their shifa would be a tzaddik, they do better too. Why? Because, you know, sometimes you're an avret, and your wife gets sick, your child gets sick, and you have to go home. And avretim are, like, very broken, like they had to waste time. But if your shifa is to be a tzaddik, this is your nesayim, this is your matzah. You could be a bachur and different things like, okay, but I'm still heading in the right direction in life. I'm on the train to Warsaw, to tzaddik. Yeah. Okay. It's very, very important to get our shivas down. Ani l'doibi. I want to be Hashem's man. I'm on Hashem's team. It's like, you know, you see the yeshiva bachur. When they go out on Friday to play ball, if they put on, you know, whose team are you on? You put on your t-shirt, you know, which team you're on, which league are you on? Ani L'doivi, that's my t-shirt, that's my name, that's my mahus, that's who I am, that's what I want to be. That's what El is about. El is putting the direction in the right direction. Where am I heading in life? I want to be a tzaddik. What does it mean to be a tzaddik? Rambam says you have to work in midos, and you have to work in Torah, and you have to work in mitzvahs. Those are the three areas. Tefillos, those are very important. This is what makes you a tzaddik. If after shir you run to the hall minyan at 1:11. First of all, some of the whole minions, they dominate 105. I don't get it. You're not allowed to dominate the early. But let's say you made the 111 in the whole minion. And you're standing in the middle of the hall. And while you're standing there, 10 people are walking by you because you're in the middle of the hall. And every person that walks by you, how in the world could you concentrate in? He's brushing your nose, he's brushing your face, and you're getting so cocked up at him, like, why are you walking in front of me? This is the davening of the tzaddik. This is the tefillah of what you want. You get up, you roll out of bed, you do 10-15 minute tefillah, the express minyan, you come to seder. This is what you want. This is a tzaddik. This is the way you want to daven. The learning. When I come to learn, I want to learn like a tzaddik. I want to learn like, I'm doing the system. We're getting through. As long as my shidduchim are going to come in, I'm okay. I'm doing what's good for me, how I'm going to shtay. Oh, there's a way to do things with a whole different attitude. Because that's one of the big tools of heaven. However, in order to make this happen, we need a very important one. And with this, we're going to finish. To be a tzaddik is something you have to work on. That's what we started off. And that's the first words of the parasha. Ki tzeitzei l'melchama al hayvah. Yisrael ha'chavish. Darizal, you are down in Sfaris. Our Aruch Chaim says, it's a remez before the Avodas HaYetzer. That the only way to win your Yetzer Hara is you have to be moving to go to Mulchama. Now, when the Israeli army sends them to fight, it takes them a long time until they send them to fight. Why? Why don't they just send them in already? What are they waiting for? I mean, they're practicing. You know what it is to fight a war? You need a practice. You have to have a plan. You have to come. You don't just walk in the field and come with your gun and say, you know, start shooting. It doesn't work that way. You have to have strategy. You have to be trained how to work hard. It's not easy. When you go to Milchama on the Yetzer Hara, you need to think well. You need to work hard, and you have to train yourself slowly to be a success. There's a training procedure, just like you go in the army. The first thing they learn is to get up early. There's a training procedure, how you make things work. You got to be awake, alert, you have to come on time. You have to train yourself. You have to be aware, alert, all the time. You have to be constantly on guard. That's one thing when it comes to Avodas HaRuchnius. It's very important to learn we are in a milchama, we're in a war. The Yetzer Hara is against us and trying to be machshelos. The only way we could be a tzaddik is if we're willing to work hard to make it happen. Every person has to have his strategy, how he's going to strike, how he's going to grow, and he has to be willing to work to make it happen. As the army, who makes the strategy? They have a general. That's his job. He draws up the war plan. As who's our general? As I want to introduce you, he's a general with 5 stars. His mom is, when you look at him, he's got on his thing, what's our general's name? Shari Tshuva. Mesilas Yesharim. These guys are the generals. They've done the battle before, and they've won big. These guys are the Ruman. Yeah. They really know how to. They're very trained warriors. Yeah. If you would see them, their muscles will be bulging. Ezu Giber HaKlevish Yitzroy, bulging muscles. They fought the war. They know how to do it. And they come and they give us these great aces. What's the problem? When people read Mesilas Yesharim, what do they read it? They read it like a storybook from the Yechiel Spiro. They read it like nice ideas. Nice ideas. They don't get it. They're telling you how to fight a war. They're telling you how to work hard. If you're not going to take what they say and work hard, it isn't going to happen. Mesilas Yesharim is not a nice tickle tire on the sugya. It's a mustardikish tickle tire on the sugya. Yeah. If you learn Mesilas Yesharim like that, of course, you know, many people, I don't get it. I learned Mesilas Yesharim. It doesn't do anything for me. I think he has wonderful ideas. I really think he has good insights. He's an interesting sefer. I don't get it. It doesn't work for me. They partially don't realize. They don't know how to use the thing. It's not just the idea to get nice hashkafas before you go out on a date. You have to have good hashkafas to discuss. That's not a Mesilas Yesharim. He's a general that's telling you how to go to war. If you're not going to fight and make it happen, it's not going to happen. Zahirus, it's an avodah to be a zayin. You have to really think about life. You have to do the right thing. Want to do the right thing. Be on top of yourself. Even if you're in Yeshiva Smir, the Mashkiach is the sweetest, nicest person that smiles at you. Oh, but you could be your own Mashkiach. You could be Zohar. You could be Zoris. You have to work. You have to fight. You have to make it happen. But we have the generals, the Shari Tshuva, the Mesilas Yesharim, the Chofetz Chaim, that are mamish, they fought the war. They know. They're telling us. They're telling us Torah, Avodah. Over. You have some teenagers that say, you don't tell me what to do. I know better than you. I know myself. I know the dark. I know what I'm made out of. I know my feelings. you don't get me. And they don't realize that these people get us so well, they know us better, and they have kalim, they're giving us tactics, they're giving us things that could really work in life. And the last thing is, when you go to war, you need ammunition. If everyone's going to embargo you and not send you ammunition, you're stuck. You can't fight the battle. What is our ammunition? What destroys the Koyach Avra? Torah. What did he tell Eov? He told Eov, Torah Tavlon! If you're not going to learn Torah, it's not going to happen. That's the ammunition. That's the gun. That's the missile. That's the sword. That destroys the Koyach Avra that are inside of us. If we don't fill our lives with Torah, Limud Torah, Be'ion, Be'kiyas. The more Torah the better, the more ammunition, the more effective, the more everything we do as Kaya. As Torah is everything. That's what gives us the Kaya. As that's what they told you. You're right. You look at a person. This guy, he has no chance to be a Tzaddik. I look at him. Him? For sure, the Russia Club. Oh, but that's because he's without the ammunition. He's without the... He doesn't have Torah. If he has Torah, unbelievable what could change and what could happen. So many bachur that come to yeshiva and they grow and they shtai all over the world. They connect to Torah and that lifts them up to a whole different person. As Torah is what makes us, what changes us, what gives us the kayach to rise above. As that's the chizik in Dibur HaTorah. So I want to be heading in a good direction. As what do I need? Oh, that's the first thing when you're traveling, is your sefer. Torah, wherever you go, every day, Friday and Shabbos too. Torah, every day of life. I need Torah. And then I have to get started to work. I have to try to understand what is the important, what is the right way, how I can be a tzaddik, and to work to make it happen. Kisesei l'melchama aleivecha zok d'chafetz chayim apivis zayar v'nosnu Hashem elokecha v'yadecha. If you try, avolatayim m'sayin oisayim. Vadai successfully. If you go tete l'mulcham al avecha, you're trying, yagati, what's awesome? As everyone could be a tzaddik, but someone's going to sit down with me. Okay, Rebbe, tell me percentages. What are the percentages that I could be a tzaddik? If you learn and you work hard, vadai. You're working hard, you're using the kalim you're supposed to. V'nasnu Hashem elokecha v'yadecha. And you'll catch the Eishes Yifas Tayar, Zot Desire. It's a remes for the Neshama HaKdoisha that's beautiful, that's inside all of you, that's just waiting to come out. As you'll catch the prize gem, the most beautiful thing in the world. Who are you going to catch? Yourself. You're going to become a most special and beautiful person. You'll be the Eishes Yifas Tayar. You'll shine bright. Hashem Yazor, you should take the words to heart. You should have the right people in life. We should be heading in the right direction together. We should work together to make it happen. And we all should be Zeva. V'nasna Hashem elokecha v'yadecha. Hashem should give us the kayak to raise above our nisyonos, to be mis'ale and nisrayim and yachad. Be Zeva. That this Muhammad the Yetzer will soon be over. No more wars. We'll be Zeva la menucha together. But Until then, we're willing to fight to make it happen. As they say, what are we fighting for? Total nitzachon. One of the heads of the people say, we're fighting for total, we're going to win totally. But in Ruchnius, we want to tell you, even if you don't win totally, you're not a tzaddikah. Every battle you win, the schar is nifla v'noyra v'aryeh. Because even if you win the battle once a day, gevaldik. Twice a day, gevaldik. Three times, whoa. Be'ez Hashem, Hashem is going to help us be karev, to be minatzeach.